RelicRadio.com presents tales of the strange and bizarre, the weird and the wicked. Stories not necessarily of the supernatural, but of the unnatural. Join us now for Strange Tales, featuring radio drama at its most mysterious and unusual. Back to Strange Tales. This week, we'll hear from The Haunting Hour, syndicated series of 52 episodes produced between 1944 and 1945. Aired at various times over various stations, but don't have good air dates. Nevertheless, here's Sinister Estate from The Haunting Hour.
Stillness of this moment, for this is a time of mystery, a time when imagination is free and moves forward swiftly, silently. This is The Haunting Hour. Sinister Estate. No, Mr. Tilton, your son's fears are not imaginary. They are as real to him as a dagger pointed at his heart. We doctors recognize that today. 20 years ago, we might have felt as you do now.
But Roger seems so normal in every other respect, Doctor. Like any other lad of 19.
Mr. Tilton, your son is suffering from fear of open spaces. To Roger, the world outside your estate, Manor Park, is filled with terror.
Doctor, please, I'll put my whole fortune at your disposal if you can only cure him.
I'm sorry, Mr. Tilton, your millions will not help. Someday, perhaps, he may be able to cure himself. Someday, perhaps, he may not fear to leave the gates that surround Manor Park.
And if not,
Roger will have to live on the estate. Until he dies.
Amos, I came here to your office to face facts. I won't live much longer.
Gerard Tilton, You'll reach 100 for sure.
Ah, don't be ridiculous. Roger's illness has cut 25 years from my life in a few short months. It's time that you draw up another will for me.
Very well. What do you want in it?
My entire fortune is to go for the upkeep of Manor Park until Roger is well, or until he dies.
And what about his brothers, Charles and Edward?
I can't risk Roger being without a home and companions. They will share only after he dies or is cured. And then, only if Charles and Edward live on the estate with their younger brother and never go outside the gates.
I see. And who is to administer the estate, Gerard?
Amos Hull.
Gerard!
I leave it in your trust. Completely.
But, Abby, please be patient.
I've been patient, Charles, and I'm through being patient.
Perhaps in a little while.
A little while. It's 18 years since your father died. 17 years since Uncle Amos first brought me to visit the poor Tilton boys cooped up on Manor Park Estate. It's 15 years since we were engaged.
Abby.
I love you, Charles. But the years are flying too fast.
But, Abby, you know my father's will. I have to stay here at Manor Park with Roger. You'll have to marry me and live here. We've been through this 100 times.
I'd rather die than stay here.
Abby, please.
This isn't a home, it's a prison. The very trees around us here seem to shut us in. This gate, it's a prison gate. No one really wants to be here. Roger is chained by his own fears. Edward and you are fettered by your greediness.
Greedy?
Yes. Other men would have gone out and earned their own living instead of sitting here waiting for Roger to die.
Abby, I'm not greedy, but how can I think of leaving? I'm 42, not a lick of business experience.
Oh, Charles, you'll just have to solve these problems for yourself. I'm tired. I'm desperately tired. You know how I feel. I've told you in the plainest words I know. Make up your mind, Charles. By tomorrow. I'll come back then to hear your answer.
Miss was right, sir.
Higgins, you were behind the trees, eavesdropping. Can't I have any privacy?
I'm only a gardener, but I do know something about the world. It's money that makes you Tiltons bitter and full of hate.
Mind your own business.
Did you ever consider the flowers, for instance, Mr. Charles? Flowers are good people.
Oh, shut up. Go back to your silly flowers. I'm going into the house.
Shut up, he says. But he's got no manners. Now take my daffodils. Top of the morning, Mr. Higgins, they say to me. That's real manners, that is. People. Be better if they was all in their graves to feed the flowers.
I don't like to walk down here, Charles. It's too near the gates.
Now, don't worry, Roger.
It's safe here, isn't it?
Here? Yes, of course, but not out there.
You're rather smug, aren't you, Charles? You feel quite contemptuous of me, don't you? Healthy people never really understand those who are ill, no matter how sympathetic they are. And you're not even sympathetic towards me.
Oh, it's nothing like that at all. It's just that, well, you're no fool. You know there's nothing out there.
I just can't step beyond the gates, Charles, that's all.
Now, look, we're standing almost on the boundary of the estate. Feel safe?
Yes.
Then take one more step.
No.
Come on, Roger, just one more step, just to prove there's no harm.
Oh, that's impossible. I can't do it.
Ah, you stubborn fool. You were right before. I am contemptuous of you. Your sickness would have been cured a long time ago if it weren't pampered. But I'm tired of pampering it, and tired to death of your being an invalid. All your life, you've had your own way. Now, this time, for once, you're going to do what someone tells you. You're going over the boundary line if I have to carry you.
Stop shoving me, Charles. No, you're behaving like a man.
Come on, get going.
No, stop it, Charles. Stop it. I won't go over. You can't make me. They have a stick, Charles. Stop it.
Charles Tilton, what are you doing?
Mildred.
He's getting what he deserves. A grown man chaining himself to a few acres of earth just because he's stubborn. That's all it is. It makes me sick.
Don't mind what Charles says, Roger. Mr. Hull is going to hear about this.
Now, Charles, let's be perfectly clear about this. As long as I am administrator, your father's wishes are going to be carried out to the letter.
But not to the spirit, Mr. Hull. If my father were alive, he'd be spending money to have Roger cured, not forcing my brother Edward and me to waste our lives in confinement.
But Roger is incurable. The doctor said so 20 years ago.
All medical science has advanced since then.
Yes, no doubt you were practicing advanced medical science when your Aunt Mildred stopped you this morning. No, Charles, administering the Tilton estate takes too much of my time for me to go chasing these scientific will-o'-the-wisps.
I know why you don't care to cure Roger. As long as he's ill, you have the estate to administer.
Don't be impertinent.
I'd still like an accounting, and so would Edward.
I didn't come here to discuss what you and Edward want. But I'll tell you this, one more attempt to force Roger from these grounds, and both your rights to the estate will be forfeit.
So old man Hull gave you a dressing down, Charles?
Yes, Edward. I don't know what to do. Through all these horrible years, only the thought of Abby has kept me going, and now she's going to leave me, unless I can find a solution by tomorrow.
Why wait until tomorrow? Perhaps we can work out a solution tonight.
Wait a minute, Edward. If you're planning...
Listen to me, Charles. Haven't you had enough of this birdcage life? Aren't you sick to the teeth of Roger and the whole setup?
But what can we do?
I may need your help, Charles. I demand your help. The happiness of three of us is involved. You, me, and Abby.
But what are you planning?
We get the money if he is cured, or if he dies. You tried curing him.
I won't do it. I can't do it.
Why not? You hate him, don't you?
But Roger's our brother. I can't let you do it.
Do you realize, Charles, that you and I haven't been outside the gates for almost 20 years? I'm not going to Rotten Manor Park for the rest of my life. And remember, if you blab out anything about this, I'll take care of you, too. Understand?
I understand, Edward.
Now, get that scared look off your face. We're going outside as if nothing had happened.
Outside?
Open the door, Charles.
The door? Yes. All right, Ed.
Roger, how long have you been standing there?
Just a few minutes, Edward.
Nice of you to drive me to Manor Park, Uncle Amos.
Coincidence. Business to attend to, Abby.
I can hardly imagine anyone's going there for pleasure.
Why say that?
Well, I'm going there because Charles has promised me an answer today, and you're going on business.
So?
We're not going to Manor Park because we want to relax. How can anyone relax at Manor Park? Everybody who has anything to do with the place seems poisoned, polluted by it.
Oh, nonsense. Manor Park is as good a place to relax as any.
I wish I could feel that way, Uncle, but I can't. I hope I never have to come out here again.
Well, different folks have different feelings. Here we are. Abby, be a good girl and open the gates while I drive through.
Of course.
Up in now, Abby. I'll drive you to the main house.
No, I'll wait here. I can't stand this place. It gives me the shivers. You tell Charles I'm waiting for him, just inside the gate.
Well, all right, Abby.
Have you seen Roger, Abby?
No, Aunt Mildred, I haven't.
I've been looking for him all over.
Oh, Roger wouldn't be down near the gates. I'm waiting for Mr. Charles.
I wish I could find Roger.
Have you seen Charles recently?
I wonder what Roger's up to now.
Oh, can't anyone around here even answer a civil question? I can't stand it. I can't stand it, Aunt Mildred.
Why, Abby?
Tell Charles that if he wants to see me, he'll have to come outside. I'm not going to stay in Manor Park 1 minute longer. Do you hear? Do you hear? I'll be waiting outside the gate here. Tell him that. Oh, Charles. What are you doing lying out here in the wet grass?
sinister estate of Manor Park, a legacy, and the terror of the unknown, hold imprisoned a strange group of people. As we return to their story, Higgins, the gardener, is talking to his flowers.
People are supposed to be something special. But for my part, I'd much rather be with you, flowers. I'll take the people here on Manor Park Estate where I garden. Old man Tilton left Manor Park to Roger. He can't go out of the place because he's feared. Never knew a flower to fear anything. Now, Charles and Edward Roger's brothers didn't like that because they wanted part of the money. Ever heard of a flower wanting money? I guess Abby Hull knew what she was doing when she told Charles to make up his mind as to whether he wanted to marry her or have his share in the estate. But she must have loved him pretty good, because she was broke up quite a bit when she found his body out there on the road, outside the estate.
I saw him lying right outside the gate there in the grass, Edward. I knelt down and then I found he was dead.
Well?
He was murdered, Edward. I'm sure of it.
No need to worry, Abby. Your uncle will arrange to have him buried.
Edward. Edward, I'm talking about your own brother. He was murdered.
It will be a quiet funeral. No one need ever know.
How can you be so callous about Charles' death?
What do you want me to do about it? Wail and beat my breast?
No, but
I can't bring him back to life, can I?
I don't think you wanted him alive.
He was a fool. Sooner or later, fools die. Doesn't matter when.
Or how.
Or how.
Or who caused the death, Edward.
Of course.
It matters to me. Charles was trying to free himself from Manor Park because I insisted.
He's free of it now. You don't have any reason to complain?
I don't intend to complain. With or without your help, I'm going to find Charles's murderer. And I don't think I'll have to look too far.
There, there, Abby. Now, this thing out at Manor Park will blow over. After a while, you'll feel better. Stay in town here. Try to forget.
I don't want to feel better, Uncle Amos. I don't want to forget. Not until I found out who murdered my poor Charles.
Well, aren't you being a little hasty, assuming that it was murder?
What else?
Suicide, perhaps. Or an accident. Who'd want to kill Charles, anyway?
I don't know. Yet. But I'm going to find out. I can't understand why Edward won't help me.
Death in the family doesn't change a man's nature.
It's not just his selfishness. He was trying to discourage me from investigating.
Well, that's nothing. So was I. How about Roger? Did you ask him any questions?
No.
Why not?
He couldn't have had anything to do with it. I found Charles outside. That rules out Roger.
Does it?
Uncle Amos, I think I'd better get in touch with the police.
No, I'd wait until I found some real clues, Abby. Otherwise, they'll treat you as though you were a crank.
You're right. Edward won't like it. But I'm going back to Manor Park. I'm going to examine that place firsthand.
Excellent. I expect to be at Manor Park tonight. Perhaps I can help.
Would you please, Uncle Amos? Please.
Well, now.
Now, please.
First, I have to attend to the burial arrangements. After that, I'll help you. Let's make it after dinner tonight, around 10.
Oh, thank you, Uncle, thank you. I've got some questions I'd like to ask Edward Tilton. I'll go out there immediately.
Hello, Abby. When did you get here?
Just 10 minutes ago, Roger. I was up in my room unpacking.
Well, make yourself at home. All the comforts of Manor Park are yours.
Oh, Roger, must you go?
Yes, Aunt Mildred's waiting for me in the garden. Thought we'd take a walk before it gets too dark.
Oh, Roger, can't you stay just a moment? I must talk to you.
Well, all right. It's just a second.
It's about Edward.
Oh?
I have a feeling that he's concealing some information. I want to talk to him very badly, but he's avoiding me. I haven't seen him since I've arrived.
I don't think you'll be able to talk to Edward, Abby.
Well, why shouldn't I be able to talk to him?
Very simple. My brother Edward has disappeared.
Roger, don't wander too far away in the dark.
No, Aunt Mildred, I'll just sit down here under this tree.
All right, dear.
Aunt Mildred, do you know who killed Charles?
No, Roger, I don't.
Are you sure you don't know?
Of course, I'm sure.
You wouldn't lie to me, would you, Aunt Mildred?
You know I wouldn't, Roger.
Do you think anybody else knows who killed Charles?
Roger, be quiet. You never can tell who's listening.
Do you think anybody knows?
The one who did it knows.
Yes, he knows. That's right, he knows.
Where are you going, Roger? Be careful, dear. It's dark.
I have a flashlight. I'm just going down towards the road, Aunt Mildred. Just going down towards the road.
Everything all right, ma'am?
Mr. Higgins, were you eavesdropping on my boy?
I never listen to what humans say. It ain't worthwhile.
You didn't hear what he said about the killing, did you?
Which killing?
There's only been one.
Mm-mm. Two.
Who's the other one?
I don't know.
Nonsense. If you really knew someone was killed, you'd know who it was, Mr. Higgins.
Not if the body were in a flower bed, ma'am.
What?
My spading fork uncovered the legs.
Yes.
But I've already planted some flowers over there.
You ninny.
Ninny, am I? I'm not going to rearrange my flowers just because of some worthless corpse.
Oh, of course. Of course. Tell me, Mr. Higgins, which flower bed was disturbed?
The one between the fountain and the hydrangeas.
Inside Manor Park?
Yes, Miss Randolph.
Inside the park. Oh, Roger. Roger, my poor nephew, you shouldn't have done it.
What is it?
It's me, Miss Abby Higgins.
What do you want?
Something terrible has happened.
Uncle Amos, he's been killed.
No, miss, say that.
Who is it then?
Can't tell you through this door.
One moment, I'll open it. Come in quickly.
Yes, Miss Abby.
Now, tell me everything.
Miss Abby, tell your uncle that he'll have to get another gardener for the estate.
My uncle won't arrive until 10 this evening.
Tell your uncle in the morning, then.
Higgins, you didn't come rushing in here just to tell me you're quitting.
I can't stay any longer after what's happened.
What has happened, Higgins?
They took my shovel.
Yes?
It was murder, that's what it was.
Higgins, murder?
Yes, come outside with me, Miss Abby, I'll show you.
Can't you just tell me about it?
No, you've got to come outside.
Higgins, you hated Charles and Edward, didn't you?
Yes, miss.
You don't like anyone or anything except your flowers.
People are no good.
I see what you're trying to do. You want to get me to come outside, and then you're going to kill me. Just like you killed Charles and Edward.
How did you know that Edward was dead?
I'm right. You did kill them.
No, Miss Abby, no, I ain't killed no one yet.
But you're going to kill me, aren't you?
No, ma'am, I hadn't thought of all I want is to have them two punished.
What two?
Roger and his aunt. They dug up all the flowers I planted, all those beautiful flowers. It was murder. Come outside, Miss Abby, I'll show you.
Oh, Higgins, don't be so ridiculous. Why would they want to dig up your flowers in the middle of the night?
To get hold of Edward Tilton's body. It was buried there in the flower bed.
In the flower bed?
Yes, I saw them dump the corpse into a wheelbarrow and then they went toward the main gate.
All right, Higgins. Keep walking ahead of me.
Yes, ma'am. We'll soon catch up to them.
You keep moving. If you make one step towards me, Higgins, I'll scream.
Listen.
What is it?
The wheelbarrow.
Hurry.
Yes, ma'am.
Hurry. Get behind
the
hedge.
If they're just inside the gate.
Quiet, quiet. Roger, you'd better rest a while.
It isn't so heavy, Aunt Mildred.
I can see them now, Higgins. Be careful.
Yes, ma'am.
Put it down here, Roger, and I'll push it beyond the gate.
All right.
It mustn't be found on the grounds, Roger. You know that it mustn't be found.
Can you see what she's doing, Higgins?
Pretty well, ma'am. She's got the whole nigh on to filled up.
Oh, my uncle will be here soon, I hope.
When he comes, we'll have to track down Roger.
That's right. I'd feel much safer here in the dark if I knew where he was.
Well, he can't be wandering far. He's somewhere inside the park, for sure.
Who's that?
Someone else here, and I don't like it.
Wait a minute. I can see him now. Oh, it's Uncle Amos.
All right, Mildred. Drop the shovel and keep your hands up.
Amos. Amos Howell. I can explain this, Amos. I didn't have anything to do with it. I don't know who did.
Save your explanations. There's no one here to listen to them.
Very well, Amos. I'll tell them to the police. I'll make them understand.
I'm afraid you won't get to see the police, Mildred.
What do you mean?
The only one who's going to see the police is Roger when they arrest him for the murder of his two brothers and you. Come along. Move over near that hole you were digging.
What?
Very considerate of you to dig your own grave. Saves me the trouble.
So it was you all the time. You planned it all, didn't you?
Go ahead and rave, Mildred. No one will hear you.
Roger
won't come out here. You know he wouldn't move out of Manor Park to save his life.
Wouldn't he? Now, drop that gun, Amos. Drop it.
Hold him, Roger. Don't let him go. I'll get his gun.
Good old gal.
You can let him go now, Roger. I'll shoot if he tries anything.
Come on, Higgins. We may be able to help.
Give me the gun, Aunt Mildred. There. I've got you covered, Amos Ho.
I don't understand. I thought you couldn't leave the estate, Roger.
Yeah, I know you did. Well, it's been a long time since I've really been afraid. Will you call the police, Aunt Mildred?
Roger, why did you pretend to be afraid to cross the boundary? Why didn't you let us know you were well?
If I had let you know I was cured of my illness, I'd have collected only one third of the estate. Now I can have it all.
Shadows and stillness, mystery weaves a spell of strangest fascination, charging the mind with doubts and fears. For mystery is a strange companion, a living memory in the haunting hour.
That's our strange tale for this week. You can find more from The Haunting Hour at relicradio.com, alongside thousands of other old-time radio shows, all our other podcasts, and everything else Relic Radio. Got a Shoutcast stream working there as well, with even more old-time radio to listen to, and you can support it all by clicking on that donate button. Your support is what makes all of this possible. My thanks, as always, to those who have helped out. Thanks for joining me today. Talk again next Sunday with another episode of Relic Radio's Strange Tales.